This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 214 for Thursday, January 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday, with gains in the front months and losses in the new crop contracts. Canola was down $3 to up nearly $5, March up $4.80 at $656.80 per ton. New crop November, though, down $2.30 at $544.10 per ton. The front months had been lower to start the day as well, but the profit-taking that had initially weighed on prices subsided, and the supportive underlying fundamentals helped prices move higher, especially given expectations for tightening supplies and the need to ration demand going forward. Bullish chart signals contributed to the eventual gains as the market tested new contract highs. However, losses in Chicago soybeans did remain a bearish influence in the background. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all lower on the day. Soybeans were seeing some profit-taking after hitting their highest levels in 6 years yesterday. The March contract down 6 cents at $13.55 per bushel. Grain inspectors at ports in Argentina had been on strike for the past month, and that was supporting soybean prices. However, they finally reached a deal with export companies today, and that should allow shipments of soybeans and other commodities out of the country to get back to normal. A firm tone in the U.S. dollar after recent weakness also accounted for some selling pressure in beans. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were disappointing, coming in well below trade estimates at only 116,000 tons. But the USDA did announce additional private sales this morning of 213,000 tons for delivery during the current marketing year and 130,000 tons for next year, both to unknown destinations. Corn, it was down as well today, although the losses were much more subdued, down only a penny in March at $4.94 per bushel. While grain inspectors in Argentina will be back at work, the country is suspending corn exports until March in an effort to shore up domestic supplies. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 750,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations. Wheat futures were all lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in March at $6.03 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents at $5.98 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also down 5 cents in the March contract at $6.42 per bushel. Recent moisture in the U.S. plains should help the winter wheat crops there, although the longer-range forecasts do look drier. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 281,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.